A major player in the board game industry has emerged from a beach house in Rhode Island. Bananagrams is the name of the company and also its popular game, an anagram puzzle built for speed. If that's stumping you, think Scrabble without the board or complicated scoring. Bradley Campbell of member station WRNI spells out why the company's thriving despite a downward trend for sales of most board games.
The first time Seth Snyder played Bananagrams, he became an addict. It made sense. The 25-year-old industrial designer is into word games and puzzles, but nothing had him this hooked.
A year ago, I'd never even heard of the game. And then I think my friend Joshua brought it over, and he took it out and taught us how to play, and it was just super fun.
On a muggy August night, Snyder and eight of his friends crowd around his kitchen table. It's elbow to elbow with scant space for their beers. All are geared up to play Bananagrams.
How many letters should we get? 7 or 11? Probably 7.
Well, that's the beauty of the game. We can do whatever you want.
We can experiment. Let's try 7.
This is how it works. Scrabble-like tiles come in a banana-shaped pouch. A player unzips the pouch, then puts the tiles on the table. Each person uses tiles from the center to form words that connect with each other. When no more tiles in the center are left, the first person to form words with all their tiles wins and yells,
"Bananas!"
Snyder and his buddies usually play late into the night or until one falls asleep. They say it's hard to stop playing, and that's what Rena Nathanson and her late father were looking for when their family invented the game in a beach house in Narragansett, Rhode Island, 6 years ago.
We wanted a game that we could play faster than Scrabble.
Nathanson's father, Abe, had been frustrated by the slow, plodding nature of Scrabble, but he loved word games, so he ditched the board, took the tiles, and began to form and reform words. The family joined in and acted as guinea pigs for the game, creating the basic rules as they played.
So we came up with the game Bananagrams, and we started playing it just with friends and with family, and became very addicted to it.
The family had some games made for local toy stores, and they immediately sold out. Then in 2006, they launched the game at the London Toy Fair.
Thought it would be sort of successful, you know, and a little bit popular, but we had no idea. We really had absolutely no idea what a phenomenon it would become.
So how many of these little Bananagram pouches have been sold?
These little yellow Bananagram pouches, there are probably about 5.5 million floating around the world today.
Five and a half million?
5.5 million, yeah, to date.
Bananagrams is bucking the trend of most board game sales. Even toy giant Hasbro saw its games and puzzles division drop by 12% over the last 3 months. This while smartphone games are growing. The app Angry Birds just passed 300 million downloads. But Adrian Appel thinks Bananagrams will continue to flourish. The spokesperson for the Toy Industry Association says it has mass appeal.
Bananagrams is really turning into a classic game. Although it is only introduced, you know, the last couple of years, it's really starting to, you know, really have that stature of a long-lasting game that we envision will be played by generations of kids to come.
Bananagrams now sells variations of the game for younger players. They come in pouches shaped like apples and pears. And yes, there's a Bananagram app too. You know, just in case bird flinging gets old. For NPR News, I'm Bradley Campbell in Providence.